Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Do what you know. Understand the project that you're getting into. If you just hear a sales pitch and it doesn't make sense to you, then don't do it.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. Best ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Theo Hicks. I'll be your host today. And today we'll be speaking with Mark Ritter. Mark, how are you doing today?
Great. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to learning more about what you're focused on. Before we get into that, though, a little bit more about Mark's background. He is the CEO of MBFS as an expert in credit unions and business lending. He ran a business lending program that was ranked number 4 in the country among federal credit unions in the number of loans funded. Currently based in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, you can say hi to him at MB as in boy, F as in Frank, S as in Sally.org. So Mark, if you don't mind, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. I am in the business lending and primarily commercial real estate and residential investment lending business. And I am a native of central Pennsylvania and got into credit union business lending when it was a speck of dust in the lending market. And when I got into the credit union business lending, there was just a few million dollars of business loans in Pennsylvania, where I'm located. And now there's multi-billions. And today I'm the CEO of a company that is owned by 10 credit unions. And we work with dozens of credit unions all throughout the nation. And essentially what we do is run the credit union business lending program and help them make loans for commercial real estate and investment real estate. And we also work with investors, businesses, to connect and get them loans through the credit unions. And our biggest challenge today is sometimes people say, what do you mean? I can't believe credit unions do that. I didn't know.
Yeah. So for those people that don't know about credit union loans, do you mind telling us a little bit about the types of loan programs that a commercial real estate investor can secure from a credit union and how those differ from your standard Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans?
Sure. First, I'll step back one moment. And a lot of people say, what exactly even is a credit union? 100 million people in America today belong to credit unions. And sometimes they're just a place where your parents signed you up or you signed up there because you worked at a particular organization. And they've really grown and expanded quite a bit. So what a credit union is just a cooperative financial institution. We are owned by the membership. We're run by a board of directors elected by the membership. And over the years, many credit union members have real estate investment needs. And we do small 1-to-4 family residential property loans. Maybe you're just starting out. And last year we did financing up to $30 million for Class A office space in major markets and everything in between. One of the nice little niches about us that I love to tell people is when you work with a credit union, nothing we do ever has a prepayment penalty. And that's for every federal credit union. If you work with one, they can't put a prepayment penalty in even if they want to. So we've just had quite a bit drop in rates, and our people and loans have the flexibility to make that a moving target, and you're not locked in to the loan in this declining rate market.
Do you guys do loans on apartments?
Certainly. We do apartments, we do multifamilies, we do warehouses. We work with dozens of credit unions here at MBFS and have networks with hundreds of other credit unions throughout the country. So when somebody asks, do we do something? The odds are yes, in our network of people.
So if I am a multifamily investor, let's say I've got a 30 unit building that is currently stabilized, and I want to do some sort of value add renovation program to it. Do you guys have loan programs that include those rehab costs?
Sure. We do consider the as-is value today, renovation costs, along with taking into what the as-completed value will be.
When you are qualifying someone for one of these loans, what are some of the things you look at? So if I'm, again, going back to the example, I bring you that deal, what information do you need from me in order to qualify me for a commercial loan on that 30 unit?
One of the things that's a little bit different about credit unions, even as you move up the food chain in commercial lending, is we want to know who we're dealing with. We're not just simply a Wall Street fund or an investment company, life insurance company. We want to know who you are and your story. So to be able to sit down and have coffee, and if you want to come in and meet the CEO of the company, that's usually happens. So it's much more of a relationship-based program, even for a seven-figure loan request. And past that, I hate to say it, but my dollar is the same as everybody else's dollar. So we're looking for the financials of the property. We're looking to learn about you. We're looking to learn about your experience. Our underwriting process is pretty similar to many community banks, regional banks, but where we differentiate ourselves is to be able to have those conversations on the story of what you're looking to do, rather than just looking at cold hard numbers and spitting out a loan request to you.
So I know for community banks and for regional banks, the more loans you do with that bank and the more you get to know them, the better loans you'll get, the more opportunities you'll get for refinances and things like that. Does that hold true for credit unions as well?
Certainly.
Are the terms very flexible compared to the kind of the rigid standards of your agency debt?
Absolutely. Much more similar to a large community bank, kind of the smaller regional banks, very similar lending process where that first one, I always say it's kind of like the eighth grade dance. We're staring at each other and nobody knows what to do. And then after a little bit, let's get things moving and get to know each other. And the second deal is obviously much easier than the first. And we do look and value that relationship. One nice thing about the credit union community is that it's a very cooperative community. So even though you might be dealing with, let's say, a $500 million local credit union, we work cooperatively together and have funding capabilities well beyond just the individual financial institutions that you may see on the street corner.
What types of loan programs do you have for people who already own a property? So let's say I've already got a bridge loan or some sort of loan on my property. I'm looking to refinance out or pull out some equity. Do you guys work with people who already own a property, or is it mostly just people who are looking to buy a property?
No, absolutely. There's nothing that makes us happier when you come in and say, I have this property, it's stabilized, here are the financials, this is the tenant, we know what it is. We can get those in, out the door, rapid speed, and get you an answer. And like I said, if you want to come in and meet the people and talk about what's going on, most of what we see today is a basic sort of five-year fix period. Amortizations in the 25-year range will go a little bit higher depending on the nature of the property. So we really look to sit down and say what works for you, what works for us. We tend not to lend in a box, maybe like some of, as you mentioned, the agency debts. We have a lot more flexibility. We're lending out our money. We're not borrowing money. We're lending off of our balance sheet. So that gives us the flexibility to sit down with somebody and say, what makes sense for you?
Is there any particular type of property or particular type of person you won't lend money to?
Anybody we can show that's going to pay it back, we want to have that conversation with. There are some particular credit unions. We just closed on a hotel loan. There are some credit unions that don't finance hotels. That's okay. We have many that do. There are some places that won't do any other restaurants or hospitalities. We have some people who like that. We have some that love strip centers, some that won't. So what we are is we're a credit union-owned company. So the credit unions are working with us to put together the deal and then match it with a credit union in the region or in the country that it makes sense to do.
If I'm someone who's either looking to buy a property or already having a property and I'm looking to work with a credit union, what's the best way to find the credit union in my area, or can I use a national credit union? I guess the question is, how do I find a credit union to work with?
In different markets, there's a lot of credit unions. There's three times as many credit unions in this country as banks. So there's a lot on the street. And if you're walking door to door just cold, it's really difficult to know who does what. MBFS is what's called a CUSO, C-U-S-O, which stands for Credit Union Service Organization. Think of us as an aggregator for the industry. And there's about 10 or 12 of us in the country that just focus on commercial real estate. So when you visit us, it's like visiting with 60 credit unions. And there's other organizations like us that are regionally throughout the country that can really save you a lot of time and hassle in searching and trying to match up with a credit union. And here at MBFS, we have relationships with these other organizations like us. So maybe if you come to me from Montana, I might not have somebody there, but I have a sister organization out west where we can get you hooked up with the financing you need for your commercial real estate or your multifamily, whatever you need.
All right, Mark, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Being the lender that I am, I'm going to go where I've seen the most failure and flubs. And really, my advice to everybody is do what you know. Understand the project that you're getting into. If you just hear a sales pitch and it doesn't make sense to you, then don't do it. Focus on what you understand from your professional background, from your experience. If you don't know a market, don't just take it on a whim or Google up the area and say, oh, that seems nice. If you're not comfortable, spend some time and spend the time on the due diligence and don't just hop into something that you don't understand based off of somebody else's opinion.
Solid advice. All right, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, bec20.com. The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.
Okay, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Freakonomics.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Professional wrestling promoter.
For the WWE?
Certainly, or somebody else. I'd go out on my own.
Best ever WWE wrestler?
Oh, Macho Man Randy Savage.
There you go. I used to play those wrestling games back in the day when I was younger, and he was definitely one of the characters in there. One of the fun ones. All right, what is the best ever deal you've done? So this could be a best ever loan you've done, or you can kind of take that any direction you would like.
As crazy as it sounds, a church ground up construction. Best thing, proudest I was ever of.
And then what about on the other end of the spectrum? What's the worst deal you've done?
Ugh, that's my easiest question ever. I did a family entertainment complex that you could do 10 episodes about where I could tell stories about what could go wrong.
Can you just give us one of those stories?
Well, the day it opened, the majority partner decided to run up $3 million in bills and change orders that he didn't tell anybody about, including me. So,
wow. What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Youth sports coaching, even if I don't have a kid there. I love to do it before, and I still like it.
And then lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
MBFS.org. I love my LinkedIn account. I stay away from Facebook. Mark Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, on LinkedIn from MBFS. I'm really active on our LinkedIn profile.
All right, Mark, well, I really appreciate you stopping by. I know the best ever listeners did as well in giving us a crash course in credit union lending. Just to summarize what we discussed in this episode, we started off by talking about what a credit union is. You mentioned that over 100 million people belong to credit unions. And you called them cooperative financial institutions that are run by the members, so the people who have the bank accounts there and an elected board of directors. For your particular aggregate company, you lend on single family homes, up to four families, up to $30 million Class A office space. And something interesting that I did not know, which is that credit unions do not have prepayment penalties. That's definitely a huge advantage to investors over the standard agency loans. You mentioned that you do offer multifamily renovation loans that are based off of the as-is value, renovation costs, and the stabilized value. The qualification process and the underwriting process is very similar to other banks, but the biggest differentiator is the relationship side of it. So you want to know exactly who you're dealing with. You want to know who they are, their story. You want to meet them face-to-face, whether it be them coming into your office, having coffee with them. And then, of course, you want the typical financials of the property, the borrower's background, things like that. You mentioned that credit unions have a lot of flexibility when it comes to lending. On the first loan is going to be pretty standard, but after that, once you've done more loans and you get to know them better, the loan programs have a lot more flexibility and you don't lend into a box because of the fact that you're lending out your own money. You mentioned that the best situation for you is someone who comes in that already owns a stabilized property or looking to just refinance into a new loan. You mentioned that maybe not every single credit union you go to will offer the exact loan program as you need, but there is a credit union out there that will. And then we talked about how to find credit unions, and you said the best way is to find one of the CUSOs, which is an aggregator. So it kind of reminds me of like a mortgage broker who can go out and find you the best credit union for your particular investment strategy. And then lastly, you provide your best ever advice, which was to do what you know, focus on doing things that you understand based off of your background and experience. And if it doesn't make sense or you don't understand it, don't just do a quick Google search and do it. If you are going to do it, make sure you do your detailed due diligence so that you do actually understand what you are getting into. So again, I really appreciate you stopping by, Mark, and providing us with your lending expertise. Best ever listeners, thanks for listening. Have a best ever day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com.